Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, as always, it's such a joy to come to you with your word in hand, knowing that you're ready to teach us. You want us to know about you and your son Jesus. You want us to know your ways, and you want to give us the ability to live in those ways in this world. And I pray your blessing would be upon us by your Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth today. And we'll give you thanks for it in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is, What Shall We Do to the Queen? And it's taken from the book of Esther, chapter 1, and verse 15. As we picture the scene at this point in our story, we see an angry Ahasuerus the king as he called together his seven princes who knew the Persian and Median law. Vashti, the queen, has not only disobeyed Ahasuerus' request to make an appearance before his party, but she has embarrassed the king in front of his guest. In chapter 1 and verse 15 of the book of Esther, Ahasuerus asked his seven princes what to do about this. We read, What shall we do unto the queen Vashti according to the law, because she has not performed the commandment of the king Ahasuerus by the chamberlains? It is interesting to note that Ahasuerus had to ask these men, What shall we do unto the queen Vashti according to the law? In the first place, he was the king, wasn't he? Didn't he have power to deal with this in any manner he desired? Not really. And this shows us that some of the limitations the king had were enforced upon him as well. Unlike Nebuchadnezzar in Babylon, who had absolute power, Persian kings were subject to the law. Although they had power of sorts, their power was limited by the Persian law, which took precedence over any ruler. Persian kings could make new laws, but then they had to abide by them as well. This is the reason he asked the seven counselors for advice. The verse goes on to say, because she has not performed the commandment of the king Ahasuerus by the chamberlains. There was an obvious and blatant disregard for the king by Queen Vashti. Ahasuerus may have thought his intentions were correct as he invited the queen to the feast, but Vashti thought otherwise and refused. Although the chamberlain's request was quite clear, it made no difference to Queen Vashti, and regardless of what the queen or the king thought, she was not obeying. We learn from this that it is good to ask the advice of others, especially when we are in situations that make us angry. Too often people will lop the head off others, so to speak, as they react to stimulation that is adverse to their desires. Once again, let us remember that Almighty God is in attendance behind the scenes of these events, even though we do not see Him mentioned. It is marvelous to note that even when things do not seem to be going our way, we can be moved in the direction of His will. Ahasuerus did not know it at this point, but he is aligning perfectly with the will of God, and we shall see more of how this is true in the coming verses. Next time, we see how widespread Vashti's refusal was deemed. So read ahead and let us join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His word in Jesus' name.